All right, Johnny, we are here in the studio. What's up, man?
Acid in the house.
In the house. Hey, Johnny, real quick, topic of the day, rock throwers, egg throwers, fruit throwers. There's people throwing stuff off bridges still. Remember we had breaking news in Missouri. Somebody sent us, like, as it was happening last month. Just got another report up in Oregon. They are seeking, in fact, the Oregon State Police are seeking help from the public identifying people throwing stuff off bridges.
So you're talking about truck drivers. You're not talking about the guys who throw shit at me.
No. Exactly. Yeah. We're not talking about me. We're talking about legitimate. In fact, it was posted on the Talk CDL Facebook page today. OSP, I guess Oregon State Police, seeking help identifying rock throwers since early September. Okay. OSP has responded to 10 separate reports of a variety of objects being thrown off a passing motorist by unidentified individuals from a walkway adjacent to, it says, I-205. The area in question is the exit 289 I-5 southbound, which curves, goes underneath I-5, and becomes I-205 northbound.
Are they just targeting truckers or four-wheelers, too?
No, they're hitting everybody. I guess there's a picture of a rig with a smashed windshield on there, but they're targeting and you know, when was it? Back in, like, July or something like that? It was, like, this year sometime some kids in Illinois killed some guy with a cinder block or something. They threw it down. He was a passenger. It went through and just killed him.
That sucks. You know, even if you just drop something, if a truck's rolling at 70 miles an hour and then the rock goes straight down, it hits the windshield at 70 miles an hour.
Listen, I don't know. Our podcast reaches Australia even, so I know there's people in Oregon listening to us also. I want to tell you guys, if you guys are literally listening to this podcast and you're somebody that throws stuff off bridges, you hit the wrong trucker, you are going to get your ass kicked. And you think it's funny. I guarantee you, you get a reefer hauler and he sticks you in the cooler and takes you for a ride, you may not come back.
Flatbedder will just throw your ass off the bridge.
Johnny Acid, I'm telling you, some of these truckers will literally kick the tar out of one of these kids. And my guess is it's probably younger people. I mean, not saying that older people wouldn't be up there doing it, but my guess is it's probably
kids, teenagers, right?
Bunch of punks.
Uh-huh.
And you know, first off, you know, these kids are so stupid. You damage someone's car or rig, you don't even realize how much people work their butt off to pay for these things. And then on top of it, you risk hurting or killing somebody. Man, I can only imagine. And I seen a picture of those teenagers that killed that guy up in Illinois. And they were young looking and they had their mug shot. And these kids looked like, oh my God, what did we do? I mean, just imagine one little stupid prank. Now you're going to go to prison, have a record. It's going to be crazy.
I think you'd probably do some serious time for that. They wouldn't send you to Club Fed.
Well, I don't know what they'll do with those kids. But I will tell you, legitimately, that's got to be a nightmare. You know, when I was a trucker, Johnny Acid, I never considered all those overpasses. You know how many overpasses you go under in a day driving a tractor trailer? You're constantly going under roads that are crossing over that interstate. I bet you in a day's time you go, I don't know, at least, you know, if you do 500 miles in a day, I would guess you probably have to go under at least 100 underpasses.
Yeah, and if you're a trucker, you're constantly going under them every day. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I would imagine there's at least one every 5 miles or less. I mean, I wonder what the statistic is for that, Johnny.
People jump off bridges in front of tractor trailers, too. They want to make sure that the job gets done.
Yeah, suicide by rig is probably a pretty quick way out to the other side.
I would think someone who does that, they're pretty serious about it.
Yeah, if you're jumping in front of a rig, you're not trying to just get attention. Would you agree, Johnny Acid?
Yeah, you're not swallowing a couple of pills.
How'd we get on suicide by rig? But I got to tell you, that's something, man.
Hey, did you ever see a movie called The Good Son?
Do you think it's an open casket when you're suicide by rig?
I'm going to go with a no. Did you ever see a movie called The Good Son?
No.
You know that kid that was on Home Alone, Macaulay Culkin?
Yeah, a little doper.
Well, after he did that show, a couple of years later, he was still a kid, and he was like this evil kid. Well, he said to his brother, hey, let's go play Mr. Highway, right? And he goes, okay, sounds like fun. So he grabs this life-size mannequin, puts clothes on it, and drags it over to a bridge, and then drops it onto a semi.
No way.
Yeah, he goes, we're going to play Mr. Highway.
Oh, wow. And yeah. Did they, in the semi, hit it?
Oh, yeah. It was like death everywhere.
Wow, we should make a video out of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You put it right on there. Yeah. That's what it reminded me of when you started talking about it. I'm like, that sounds like Mr. Highway.
Yeah. So anyways, you know, what I wanted to do is I wanted to get a little message out here to our brothers and sisters, you know, on the highways. You know, it's just one more thing that we, you know, we now need to be real diligent with. And some of you might be saying, Troy, I'm always watching them underpass. Well, if I'm being an honest trucker myself, I hardly ever watch those underpasses. I mean, I'm not saying that I wasn't watching them, you know, got a glimpse of it, but there's plenty of times where you aren't really looking up. And then make it nighttime, Johnny Acid. You know, you're going under underpasses at night. Next thing you know, something comes crashing through your window. I mean, that's a nightmare.
I was stationed with some guy.
I hope they kick those kids' asses, man.
One of the guys in my unit, his brother was he worked for the New York Fire Department, right?
Go ahead.
And apparently they had to install these shields over the back. You know how the guys get on the back and they stand there in the back of the truck?
Yeah.
Well, they'd go into the projects for a fire. And they were dropping cinder blocks down on the truck. So they put this shield over that goes over their head because they were throwing rocks and stuff there too. So on top, from the top of the building, like the building's on fire and these idiots are up there throwing rocks down on the firemen.
Dude, I went to school in Philly for about 6 months.
Yeah.
And a buddy of mine was an EMT down there.
Yeah.
And he said that the EMTs have to wear bulletproof vests when they go into the projects.
Get out of here.
I'm serious. He said, man, they see a flashing light, they shoot. I'm telling you, it's a bad place to be. But yeah, man, let's get back to trucking, man. You got anything else for us, Johnny Acid? I mean, it's a little early in the game here. What else did we post on Facebook today? Let's look at that. We can call this the Facebook pod.
Oh, you had mentioned they throw other things besides rocks. They're throwing like fruit and eggs and stuff too, or what?
Well, yeah, it's not just rocks. It was, like you said, you know, orange. And look, oranges, all that stuff will smash a window. You know, some drivers now have like shatterproof glass or whatever stuff. You know, literally will keep like a rock out, but not many of them have that. But I will tell you, you know, you hit a window with an orange, an egg, you know, something at 70 mile an hour, it's gonna smash the window anyways, you know. It really is. And bottom line is, your ass could be up for manslaughter. Hey, Johnny, real quick, there was an article also posted on TalkCDL. There's this thing now called the Truck Underride Legislation. It was introduced to prevent deadly accidents. And what they mean by underride, here's a picture, look at that. You got a cart that went underneath the side of a rig.
Crunched.
And look, I see a lot of the comments, you know, and a lot of the comments, drivers are angry at this. It's like, well, slow down and you won't run into us. Guys, I'm going to tell you, I agree 100%. Most of these accidents can be prevented. But you know what? Here's the thing. A tractor trailer gets wrecked by a dumbass four-wheeler like 80% of the times or more. But guess who else gets wrecked by dumbass four-wheelers? Other four-wheelers. Now, consider this, Johnny Acid.
Yeah.
Trucker's doing, he's going down the road like a professional, like he's supposed to.
Uh-huh.
Okay. The guy behind him, he's driving like a he's in a car, and he's driving correctly. He's not doing anything wrong. There's another guy in front of the trucker. He's not doing anything wrong. And all of a sudden, here comes a jackass, the jackass that we know, driving like a nutcase, cutting in and out of traffic, whatever the case is, and he literally clips a car, or he clips the trucker jackknifes, and then the car behind him slides in underneath the rig of no fault of his, all because of a dumbass in another four-wheeler. And that's really, a lot of this stuff happens to innocent people, okay? Not just the trucker is innocent, but sometimes the other four-wheeler that's involved was innocent because of some jackass going down the road. You know, I witnessed an accident once, Johnny Acid. We talked about this before. I was behind a guy. He was in like a little RX-7, and he was cutting in and out of traffic. And he literally, bumped into the front left wheel of a big, of a semi. And when he did, he bounced off and clipped one of those big Ford Expeditions.
Mm-hmm.
And this middle-aged woman, it kicked her vehicle sideways. We were all doing about 75, 80. I literally
Were you behind him?
What's that?
Were you behind him?
No, I had gone around, right? And I didn't realize when I went around, I looked in my rearview mirror, she had gone sideways and just started rolling. Well, guess what? It wasn't the truck driver's fault. It wasn't the woman's fault in the four-wheeler, okay? It was that RX-7's fault. We all stopped, except the RX-7. He bolted, obviously, and didn't stop. And, you know, we tried to rescue, and we did rescue the woman. But the bottom line was, people can go underneath a trailer. They can get into an accident with a big rig to no fault of their own also. So this legislation they're proposing, how would you like to be an innocent person in that car right there? If you look on TalkCDL's Facebook page, there's a car, right, you know, wedged underneath the tractor trailer. We don't know if that car was driving like an idiot or to no fault of their own, this accident happened. In fact, if you read a lot about these accidents, a lot of times they're saying, here's what happened. Of no fault of their own, they ended up underneath a big rig. And it's really easy to get underneath there. I'd hate to see one of my family members or anybody pinned under a big rig.
That thing just became a convertible.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people get decapitated. ICC bumpers, everything, you know, it's they're really not as strong as you think they are. And now they're proposing, I guess, making the trailers come down further to where a rig or a car can't go underneath it. So,
oh, is that what the legislation's for?
Yeah, it's what it says, underride, the underride. So they're trying to make it so cars can't, you know,
get underneath,
go sliding underneath a rig, you know, and it, you know, it is what it is. And now, I agree with a lot of the comments. They're saying, well, if you weren't driving like jackasses and texting and driving and doing your makeup, you probably wouldn't wreck. And they're right about that. Drivers, you guys are absolutely right about that. I agree. When I was a driver, I seen more ladies doing their freaking makeup. I mean, honestly, doing their makeup on the way to work. I've seen people with bowls of soup on their lap. I've seen guys masturbating in their cars. You wouldn't believe the stuff you see from a rig in these cars. And they're just driving down the road like it's nothing, like, you know, doing their business right there.
Did you say masturbating in the car?
Oh, gosh, you wouldn't believe this stuff.
Maybe they were just driving stick shift. And you.
Johnny acid. I had in Dallas, I had a lady and her, like, looked like maybe an 8-year-old son.
Yeah.
Right. He's hanging out the window. I'm driving on the loop in Dallas. He's hanging out the window. He gets my attention. He points right to the woman. She looks over, leaves go to the steering wheel, and starts flashing me.
Really?
Yeah, I'm dead serious, right? And I go, okay, what's up? I didn't say what's up. I said, what's all that about? He goes, it's my mom.
Was she hot?
Honestly, truly, I really can't remember it, you know, what the woman looked like, to be honest with you.
Then she wasn't hot. Well, otherwise, you'd have remembered.
Yeah, well, whatever the case is, you know what I mean? You got this stuff going on, you know, in a car. And you know what? Have you ever been on the loop in Dallas?
Uh-huh.
You know,
in a four-wheeler, yeah.
She could have ended up underneath a big rig. Guess what? That would have been her fault.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
That would have been her fault. She already had her airbags out, but it would have been 100% her fault without a doubt, because she was distracted by the things she was doing. You know, and these drivers are right. These drivers that are going down the road, not taking driving serious. I think that's why truck drivers get so mad at four-wheelers, Johnny Acid, because we do it for a living.
Yeah.
And we do it, we're taught to look as far as you can see for like an obstruction on the road. We're constantly monitoring mirrors behind us, beside us, way ahead of us, looking for wires down, looking for an object on the road, looking for a four-wheeler that's going too slow. You know, when I drive, I'm watching for, you know, people that I'm coming up on fast. I hate, you ever notice most four-wheelers, when they're coming up on somebody real slow, they almost run up their butt before they get over? Most truckers don't do that, Johnny Acid. Most truckers, they see a person going slow, and that's why you'll see a truck driver getting over into the passing lane, you know, if they're doing 70, 80 mile an hour, and all of a sudden there's something slow up ahead. A lot of people are like, why is he getting over so right now? Well, it's because a truck driver was taught, when you know, obviously, why wait and get jammed in and have to brake and rebuild your speed up and all other crap? A professional driver knows what to do. And if four-wheelers would do this stuff, guess what? We would actually share the road in a better way. If these four-wheelers would maintain their speed, keep their eye on the road, monitor. In fact, if they would drive like the trucker does, they see somebody slowing down up ahead, get over, man. Get over and just get the heck out. You see somebody, and it's not the law, but you see somebody coming on the get on ramp. If you can, get over. If you can't, you can't, you know, keep courtesy going, keep the speed up to snuff, keep watching for, I'll tell you something else truckers are good at, watching other drivers. You know, like, for example, another driver might see, okay, I got to get out because something's slowing down up ahead. Another trucker knows how to flash his lights and say to the driver that's ahead of him, go on, come on, get out. If four-wheelers would learn the lingo, I'm telling you, the road would be a much better place, because This stuff here that you see, these cars that are sliding under trucks, a lot of times it is the four-wheeler's fault. A lot of times it's not.
Yeah.
And I don't mean it's ever the trucker's fault. I just mean sometimes the guy that's underneath the truck, it wasn't his fault. It was some other dumbass four-wheeler.
Yeah, yeah. It's rarely the trucker's fault. Most of the truckers out there are pretty good.
No, no. I mean, Johnny, I know you're trying to kiss truckers' butts right now, buddy, but it's true. I mean, it's like 85% of all accidents are proven by, these are by traffic reports and accidents. They're 85% of them are proven to be of the four-wheeler. So when you say all truckers are good, you're right. Most of them are.
Good percentage.
Yeah. You got anything to say today, Johnny? You sitting over there stoned or what?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're kind of speechless today. What's going on?
I couldn't get a word in edgewise, man. You just, you know.
Well, I mean,
it's like the Gettysburg Address over there.
Well, I mean, I don't really care about that. I mean, but do you have anything? So I'm giving you the floor, Johnny. You got anything to say?
Well, I had a question about earlier.
What is it? Which question?
You drove for like 5 minutes or something, didn't
you?
Yeah,
5 minutes or give or take. What's up?
Did you ever have anything hit your windshield? Like a bird or anything?
I actually had a, and it was probably partly my fault because I was running close to a dump trailer. And I had a rock, one of those, you know, dump trailers that didn't have his tarp totally on, right? And I had a rock come through my pass. In fact, I think that happened to me twice. And
it's pretty scary. Did it come through?
I don't think it actually came through, but the one really cracked the right window real good, you know.
I was doing 70 down the road, and it was a two-lane highway, and a truck coming the other way. Doing about 70, one of those rocks flew off. It hit my back window. My son was back there. It took the whole window out.
Hey, you know, we recently were down in St. Pete going across the causeway, and some dude pulling a pickup, and he was pulling like a construction trailer. You could tell he, you know, built houses or did something, and he had the big long aluminum rods and stuff, you know, strapped up.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, one got loose and went up in the air like a harpoon. And it was like slow motion. Everybody was braking. And because you could see this thing's going woof, woof, woof. So I go left and that damn thing goes left. I'm like, it goes right. And Ruth then sitting beside me, you know, just bracing for this thing to come through the windshield. And somehow it just missed us and I went around it. And then get this, we get up alongside the pickup. We beeped our horn for like 3-4 miles at this guy going across causeway. Finally, the lady sitting in the back seat goes, "Hey, someone's trying to get your attention." He runs down his window. I said, "Dude, you're losing your stuff, man. You almost caused an accident back there," because there was more than one thing that flew off. And he looked back in his mirror, waved to us like, "Thank you." But what was he going to do? What
was it, a pickup truck?
Yeah, man. I mean, like I told you, he was pulling a big old trailer.
Those are the ones I'm worried about. I don't really worry so much about the truckers out there. I worry about the dumbass redneck with his pickup truck loaded to the top, and he has no load securement at all.
Well, see,
like, everything's flying off of it.
Right. And you're right. And Florida is famous for that, Johnny Acid. And I'll tell you, I see DOT with those guys pulled over a lot here. You come down 19 in Florida and you're Johnny Redneck, okay? And you don't have something tarped right, or you don't have something strapped right, and DOTs, and they sit here a lot, they will pull your boat over, and I promise you, you'll get a big fine. I've literally seen it in the Homosassa Crystal River area so much, it was crazy.
Yeah, I'll tell you one thing you see a lot down here, too. The freight that's in the back, in the bed of the truck, is usually 3 or 4 shirtless, toothless guys, rednecks. The redneck friends that couldn't fit in the truck, they put them in the bed, along with the dog, which is usually a pit bull.
Yeah, no problem there. What's wrong with that, man? When I was a kid, we all rode in the back of a pickup. All right, guys, listen, Johnny Acid, let's close this little episode up. We've got what we wanted to say. You drivers out there, here's my advice, and I mean this sincerely. I know you guys have enough to watch for. I would tell you to start watching the overpasses even more, because you know what? Here we are in the last, I don't know, 6 months. We've got 3 different states that we know of that reported it. Oregon is now saying they've actually been called, the state police have been actually called to 10 separate incidents of what we're assuming to be kids winging stuff off the interstate and hitting cars. And it's dangerous, very dangerous.
Hey, if any of you truckers out there have been hit by anything like that, just go to our Talk CDL page on Facebook and put some comments in there. We'd be interested to see. what happened with some of you guys out there getting hit.
Yeah, I like that idea, Acid. Let's see what happened, you guys. Maybe we'll put something together. And if you guys got any videos, literally, of people chucking stuff off bridges, man, you know, after you turn it into the cops, send it to ToxCDL. We'll make you famous. Keep your videos coming. We love the videos. Absolutely, send us the pictures. We're trying to get them all up on our page. Like again, we've got people we're going to be interviewing here. We're going to be in Pensacola with Tyler next week, Lord willing. And we'll be doing some phone interviews also. But if you're coming down I-75 in Florida and you want to get on the show, if you can't make it over to the coast, if you can't come down 19 and you're on 75 on the over the Chrome Shop or the TA, we would be very happy to bring our mobile equipment over there and do a little interview with on the pod. We're still planning on setting up the base station, and we're also going to bring back the live show, hopefully before the end of the year or not too far after the beginning of the year. Acid and I will probably be doing maybe a morning show. And
driver's calling in.
Yeah, you guys will be able to call in on that also. And we'll upload some of it on this also, but we're going to be doing a little bit of that too for you guys. Other than that, Acid, I think that's it, buddy. Guys, be very careful with these overpasses. If you can catch one of these kids and kick their ass, I encourage it, Johnny Acid. What do you think?
I say throw them off the bridge.
Hey, Johnny, can you imagine if they sent up, if they did a selfie with the kids, you know, having a black eye?
Yeah, wouldn't that be a great idea?
That'd be a great one, wouldn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, that'd be so cool. All right, guys, we're out. Praise the Lord.
Acid out.